proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible study. Today we conclude our series about Biblical Israel and her neighbors. We turn our attention to their longtime rivals, the Philistines and the Egyptians. The Philistines occupied cities on the west coast of Israel, locations such as Gaza and Ashkelon. They might have descended from the Aegean region, making them an Indo-European people. The Philistines fought against the Jews toward the end of the period of the Judges. Samson in particular killed numbers of Philistines, especially when he died, as he knocked down the temple of Dagon, who was the main Philistine deity. When the Philistines captured the Ark of the Covenant, during the period of Eli's rule as judge, God afflicted the Philistines so severely for this degradation that they hastened to return the Ark of the Covenant to Israel. Eli's successor, Samuel, led the Jewish nation to victory against the Philistines in battle. Philistine opposition to the Jews continued at the beginning of the Israelite monarchy. King Saul of Israel fought against the Philistines many times. He suffered death at their hands. David killed Goliath, the Philistine champion from Gath, as well as defeating the Philistines themselves in several battles. The Philistines lost their independence under the Assyrian Empire. They ultimately became a portion of the Babylonian and Medo-Persian empires. The land of Egypt lay to the southwest of Israel. The patriarchs of the Jewish people frequently dealt with Egypt. Abraham was there during a famine in Canaan. God specifically prohibited Isaac, Abraham's son, from living there. However, God directed Jacob, Isaac's son, to take his family to Egypt to escape the effects of the famine. Jacob's son Joseph came to Egypt as a slave and was elevated to the position of second in command in the entire land. Not long after Joseph, the Egyptians enslaved the Jews for hundreds of years. God delivered his people by means of the 10 plagues he sent on Egypt. When the ruler of Egypt, known as the Pharaoh, sought to recapture the freed Israelites, God destroyed the Egyptian chariots at the crossing of the Red Sea. For several years thereafter, Egypt seemed to have diminished in power. However, Solomon did make an alliance with that nation. He married a daughter of the reigning Pharaoh and purchased horses from there, something that the Mosaic Law, by the way, prohibited Israelite kings from doing. A later Egyptian dynasty gave refuge to Jeroboam, who was an adversary of Solomon. Egypt regained its prominence when the Jewish kingdoms came to an end. It was an Egyptian military force that killed Josiah, the king of Judah, in a battle at Megiddo. A faction opposed to the Babylonian-appointed governor over Judah assassinated that man named Gedaliah. They afterwards sought refuge in Egypt, taking Jeremiah the prophet with them. Apart from the nation of Egypt, none of Israel's biblical enemies remain today. God has swept all of them into the dustbin of history. However, he has preserved the nation of Israel, the Jewish people, in accordance with his promise to them given in the 9th chapter of the book of Amos. Quote, "I will plant them upon their land, and they shall no more be pulled out of their land, which I have given them." Unquote. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.